All right, you internet freaks and geeks, we're back at it again. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast for this Monday, June 3rd. How in the heck did we end up in June already? Well, I'm not going to ponder that for too long. We're going to get right to the good stuff today. It's Dave. We talked the Phillies weekend to kick things off this morning. We talked a little box office and saw who won over the weekend, which surprised John. The Veterans Radiothon is, of course, coming up like it does every June. We shared details about that today. Shared four random facts along with Cindy Graham, and I crafted a Monday morning mashup. We hadn't done one of those in a while, and I had a lot of fun Friday post-show coming up with this one. A stumper, but you'll find out what happened today as people narrowed in on it. And speaking of narrowing in, our ABCs of Classic Rock debuted today. Your chance at $1,000 many, many times during the day. You have to narrow down to the artist using the old alphabet. All kinds of details on that in here. Plus, it's Monday morning, so we thinned the herd. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of play, what happened with the Phillies? I left up. They had lost on Friday.
They also lost Saturday, and spoiler, they also lost Sunday.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
In a rough spot.
All right. Well, you know what? You know, I was thinking about this morning because I hadn't heard the score, and I said, well, what if they had lost all three? If I recall correctly, when they went out to the Brewers the first time, they lost all three, and I remember you saying they've got to find a way to, you know, beat – you know, better teams.
Okay, the teams that are up there with them.
So maybe they just need to lose three to whatever team they're going to, whatever better team they're going to.
The thing is, they lost, with the exception of yesterday, Friday and Saturday, they lost close games. They lost in a walk-off on Friday. Saturday, I think they lost by two. Yesterday, Nick Pivetta threw six innings of one-run baseball, and then the bullpen gave up seven other runs in two innings. So, I mean, it's bullpen and pitching.
We'll
still in first.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
Speaking of money, ladies and gentlemen, something we don't normally follow, but the Hollywood numbers have come in for the films this weekend. Of course, we had the Elton John movie opening. You still had Aladdin out there.
Oh, that's right.
Right. And the Godzilla King of Monsters.
I forgot that was coming out this weekend.
Yeah, it did. And this is the follow-up. Remember the last Godzilla?
Yes.
Godzilla is friendly and trying to save us from all other monsters. Well, he's still at it, and he's the king of monsters, and he's the king of the weekend. Godzilla took in $49 million.
Okay.
Aladdin took in $42.3 million. And Rocket Man only did $25 million.
Yikes.
Rocket Man came in third place. I honestly thought, oh, come on, there's no way anything is going to beat this weekend.
Should add some monsters to Rocket Man.
They should add some monsters to Rocket Man. And from what I understand, Elton John's very upset because any of the gay stuff that happened in the movie was edited out of the film in Russia.
Oh, okay. What a shocker.
What a shock there, huh? All
right. China's next.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. I mean, what would you have thought? Would you have thought that the Rocket Man would have come in first this week?
No, really? Not with Godzilla. People love monsters, man. It's been a staple forever.
Really? I mean, after Bohemian Rhapsody, I would have thought that Rocket Man was going to do equally as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
people heard it was a musical, apparently.
Oh, that's right.
It is a musical.
The word got out.
It's not a biopic. Right. It is a musical. But you know what? Let's, Elton, don't let the sun go down on you. Don't worry about it. It's just, you know, just keep a bright lookout at the world. Don't worry, Elton. It'll be fine.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
We are 2 weeks away from our annual John DiBella Veterans Radiothon. It'll happen on Friday, June 14th, which is also Flag Day. We'll be live from the National Constitution Center. Well, that happened once again, once before on Flag Day.
I bet.
And they had all those branches of the service outside doing all sorts of flag presentations. It was a great day to be down at the National Constitution Center. Hopefully, you will help us with the donations for the Philadelphia Multi-Service Center, Veterans Multi-Service Center. All of the details, if you wanted to make a donation right now, are at WMGK.com. And I was thinking about this the other day because we were talking about about landscapers, and maybe there's a possibility if you're running a landscaping company, maybe you could, like, you know, knock on the client's door and, you know, and ask them and say, hey, look, we're collecting some money for the Veterans Radiothon. Could you make a donation? And then I thought about it more, and I realized, well, people could do this anywhere. You got your own deli, put out a jar or something like that. Because, look, there are people that, hard to believe, but there are some people who don't listen to MGK or don't even listen to this radio program, as shocking as that might be. Look, we can't have everybody. You know that in radio. You know that there's more than one button on the dial, right? But if you could get the word out as well to other people who may not hear us making these announcements, that would be great. Because even if you collect up 10, 20 bucks, that's 10, 20 bucks more than we would have had. So please do whatever you can. You can make a donation now or wait until the 14th and join us at the National Constitution Center, or do it all online or on air. You'll be able to phone in for it.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
And it's a Monday morning, which means...
And now, it's time for...
Ah! Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
All right, Cindy, get us rolling with our random facts for this Monday morning.
Okay, more than 3 million Americans over the age of 60 are still paying off their student loans.
Oh, my God.
That's a total of more than $86 billion in unpaid student loans.
Wow, Steve, look at how much time you've got left.
Yeah, imagine the number from our generation, Dave.
No one hurts.
All right, what do you got, Steve?
The world's first breast implants were given to a dog named Esmeralda in Texas.
Really?
Yes, back in 1962.
She had a rack.
Yep.
All 8 of them were incredible.
It was a test to see if they'd work. Well, lucky for Esmeralda, they did work, so doctors started giving them to people.
Okay.
Ah, the 60s, a wild time to be alive.
I'm going
to
Google Esmeralda
Boobs
later.
Boobs on dogs.
Dave?
Pumpernickel literally translates to devil's flatulence in old German. I did not learn this in German class. It got its name because people found it hard to digest.
God, I love pumpernickel. Right?
Oh, me too.
Right? And I never found myself with the devil's flatulence because of it. Lastly this morning, the jock strap was invented in 1874 for bike messengers. All right, the reason why is they needed something to protect themselves as they rode around on cobblestone streets in Boston. And there they are.
Oh!
Random facts.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of songs themselves, the Monday morning mashup is coming up at 7:40 this morning. We've got tickets for you for Wizard World Comic Con coming to the Pennsylvania Convention Center on June 13th through the 16th. And if you've never encountered the mashup before, this is where Dave takes two songs and, well, kind of glues them together so they play as one, and it's your job to figure out what the two songs are. So to give you an idea, here's one we used once before. Do you remember that one, Dave?
It's definitely Beatles in there.
Yep.
Was it Golden Slumbers?
It could have been.
What's that little guitar flourish from?
Right. It's Golden Slumbers and Fleetwood Mac.
Ah, okay.
Right. And so.
Say that you love me?
Say that you love me.
Yeah,
you got
okay,
it. All
cool.
Right. So, say that you love. I'm sorry. It's the end, not Golden Slumbers. It's the end of Golden Slumbers.
Right.
All right. So, it's Say That You Love Me and the end. We will play as soon as we're done with this break. We'll give you an idea what this week's one sounds like. And if you are the first who can identify it, well, then you're going to walk away with those Wizard World Comic Con tickets. 215-263-WMGK, the number you should have on hand.
Welcome to the Monday
morning mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash, slice, dice, chip, chop. The Monday morning mashup.
The Monday morning mashup. We take two songs. Actually, saying we is wrong. Dave takes two songs, glues them together in such a way that they blend, that there is a chance for you to figure out what those two songs are. If you did not hear the mashup this morning, it sounds like this. You you know, the wild thing with the mashup is there's always one song that's blatantly obvious.
Yes.
It's the second one that really screws with people.
Yep.
So 215-263-WMGK. One more time. WMGK. Let's go to the phone and see how we do with the Monday morning mashup. Jim's been sitting there for a while. Good morning, Jim. How you doing? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. There you go.
Booyakasha,
Jim. All right. Now, first of all, where are you from, Jim? You're the first one there. You've been sitting there for about 5-7 minutes now. All right. Where are you from? What did you do? What's your story?
I'm from Moorestown, New Jersey, and I'm working this morning in Camden.
Okay. What are you doing in Camden other than dodging bullets?
We do construction. I'm working in an office building here.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. So you heard the mashup. Can you tell me what the two songs are?
Well, the blatantly obvious bass line from Golden Earring's Radar Love is easy. It was the other one that I had trouble with. I think the keyboard part gave me Billy Idol's White Wedding.
Hmm. I have to tell you, sir, you're close.
Interesting.
But no guitar. Let's go over to Lenny. Lenny, what do you think? What are the two songs in the mashup this morning?
Good morning. I'm going to say Radar Love and Twilight Zone.
You're going to say Radar Love and Twilight Zone. Would we put two songs from the...
Of course not. That's incestuous.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what are you going to go with? What are the two songs in the mashup this morning?
I think it's Danger Zone and Rebel Yell.
Danger Zone and Rebel Yell. Dave's saying no. Okay.
Nope.
Moving on. You know, let's
play. It's been interesting so far.
Let's play it again for them. That takes us over to Charlie. Charlie, what are you going to say? What are the two songs in the mashup this morning?
Twilight Zone and the Ghostbusters theme song.
Do you really think we would use the Ghostbusters theme song?
Probably not.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. That takes us to Randall. Randall, what are you going to go with? What are the two songs in the mashup? All right. Randall gave up. Let's go over to Bill. Bill, what are the two songs in the mashup?
She's Got Legs and Twilight Zone.
Legs and Twilight Zone. Oh, everybody's like skating around.
Both songs have been mentioned so far.
Yeah.
So just different
callers. That takes us to Dawn. Dawn, Dave just gave you a major clue. Both songs have been mentioned so far. What are the two songs in the mashup this morning? Dawn, there's a reason why we tell you
radio
not
down.
To turn your radio.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah, is your name Dawn?
Yes.
Okay, that's why we see Dawn. The reason why you can't figure out what we're talking to you about is because you're listening to the radio.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know. What do you think?
Okay.
What do you think the two songs are, Dawn?
It's Golden Earring, Twilight Zone, and Michael Jackson Thriller.
She said that with such confidence.
She did, and I can kind of hear that.
No?
Nope.
I know it's Golden Earring.
Well, I'm glad you know that, but I can't confirm or deny.
Yep.
Our last one this morning, we go to Avery. Avery, it's come down to you. What do you think it is?
Is it When the Bullet Hits the Bone and White Wedding?
When the Bullet Hits the Bone and White Wedding. Oh. All right. Well, I can tell you this much. You got the artist right, but unfortunately, no.
Man, that happened twice.
Time to turn over all the cards. Wow. It is this morning, Twilight Zone and Rebel Yell.
Listen to the synth here. Rebel Yell. And the guitar is slowed down from Rebel Yell.
So I am sorry. Man. You are incorrect on that. Nobody gets those tickets.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Time for us to thin the herd.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
I'm in nothing but Florida this morning. I don't know about you guys, but in St. Augustine, Florida, authorities say 19-year-old Nicholas Jones was stopped for a traffic light violation. As the police officer comes up to his car, he tears off. He burns rubber. He's out of there, right? He likely would have gotten away with it, but when he called 911 to brag about ditching the cop, the smug teen antagonized the cops by saying, "What do we pay you guys for? I've driven past four cops so far," ending with, "Yeah, no cop can catch me in my Hyundai Elantra. This thing is fast." An Elantra. All right.
Begging for it.
The police didn't have his correct license plate number, but were able to track him down because he made the phone call. So along with the traffic violation and ditching the cops, he's also wanted for a previous warrant for his arrest that has been longstanding, and they haven't been able to find him. They have.
Oh, geez.
And he will not be making some calls for a limited amount of time.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
Well, police in Elk Grove, California, they are talking about a recent spat between roommates that ended with somebody lighting propane tanks and them exploding.
What?
Yeah. So Sean Viramontes, he didn't like being accused by his roommates of stealing and getting asked to move out. So he did what most normal people would do. He locked himself in his room. He lit a couple propane tanks and then took off out the window before they exploded. No one was killed in it. They did explode. Yeah, nobody died. Viramontes was found at a nearby intersection a little bit later. He's being held without bail. Charges include attempted homicide, arson,
oh my God,
criminal threats. I wonder how he likes his new roommates.
Bubba.
Tiny.
What do you got, Dave?
Since it's not winter and there's no footprints in the snow to follow, this burglar had to find another way to make crime solving easier. According to the cops in Pittsburgh, Brian Elam robbed a local salon and had little trouble handling the change from that salon. So he flees the place. He has the cash register in tow.
Okay.
And alongside the building on a dirt path, the cops found a trail of loose change that led to an abandoned building, Hansel and Gretel style. Inside that building, yep, you guessed it, there was Elam getting high, sitting on the stolen cash register, smoking weed, and from there, all they needed was the security footage to bust him.
Lastly this morning, a guy named David Herring was driving in Fort Pierce, Florida last week, and he blew through a red light. The cops saw him, immediately got behind him and pulled him over. But even though their lights were flashing, David kept driving. And when he finally pulled over, he explained the delay to the cop that he couldn't stop immediately because, quote, his pants were down, and he was, quote, sexually involved with a passenger. The passenger was a woman named Rhonda Rowe. The last name is very important. Rhonda Copenhofer.
Right.
The accent on ho, okay? She had a Bud Light between her legs, a crack pipe at her feet, and a crack rock in her mouth. She was arrested for cocaine possession, tampering with evidence, and possession of drug equipment. David was not arrested. And that, Mr. Kraft, is what a happy ending truly is.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates them.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Elton John and Philadelphia Freedom. I'm still in shock after finding out that Elton John only did $25 million with that movie. Not that Elton John did, but the Rocketman movie came in third over the weekend.
Yeah,
third. I mean, yeah. Well, you know, anytime there's a kids' film out there, you're going to be challenged. But I did not think that that Aladdin would beat it in its second week.
Movies too. I mean,
yeah. And Godzilla was
since
in first place.
Dawn of Time, monsters have taken over the box office.
But it'll be out there for a bit yet. 59 degrees outside right now. Sunny and cool today. We're only getting up to 72. It's basically the same forecast for tomorrow as well. And then on Wednesday, it'll start to warm up again. But 59 degrees outside at the moment. Bright side coming up in a little bit. You got something you want to say? It's time to text it into us to MGK. That's 645-645, because on a Monday morning, that list is always wide open. But right now, it's time to win $1,000 with MGK's ABCs of Classic Rock. Now, this artist today falls alphabetically between AC/DC and ZZ Top.
Oh.
Okay, it runs the length of the alphabet. I'll take the 10th caller at 215-263-WMGK. and give you a shot at the ABCs of Classic Rock from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
ABCs of Classic Rock.
Yep, it's time for the ABCs of Classic Rock. And joining us now on the line is John from Macungie. How's it going up in Macungie this morning, John?
Hey, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Oh, you're up in Dave country.
Good. Shout out to Alan Organ. Love their organs.
If you can identify our ABC of Classic Rock artists currently narrowed down between AC/DC and ZZ Top, you can grab a quick grand. So, John, what's your guess going to be?
Pretty vague, but I'm going to go with Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. I have to tell you, John, for anybody doing this contest, as of today, you have the toughest time because you've got the entire width of the alphabet, and you're going with Led Zeppelin. And I have to tell you that, my good man, is just... It's too high. I am sorry.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Well, you too. And everybody can try again at this contest again in the 9 o'clock hour. Debbie's going to give you another shot. So the answer now lies between AC/DC and Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
All right. So when you call into Debbie in the 9 o'clock hour, all right, now we've narrowed it down. It's between AC/DC and Led Zeppelin. So you got another shot then when Debbie does it. It's the ABCs of Classic Rock.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock Station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.